I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
Nah, man, we got a quick check in. This week, we got another album review for you guys. And this week, we got one of my, I would say, favorite artists. Maybe favorite might be a stretch. One of my most consistent artists that I listen to. There we go. That's a better. Trippie Redd. We got his album, A Love Letter to You 5.
Sheesh. A Love Letter to You 5. Is this the last installment?
I'm not sure, because the nigga keep falling in love. But then I seen that he cheated on his bitch.
Right.
And he was, like, apologizing for it. So it's like, it might be a love letter to you six. Who knows? But he put her all over the album, too. That's another thing. Let's get into it.
Yeah. First track, how you feeling? Intro track.
I fuck with it. Like, niggas can, hold on. My bad. It was a... No download. It was no download for me, but it was straight.
It was a download for me. Only because it's your stereotypical trippy intro to a love letter to you tape. So I gotta take it. I gotta open the album like that. But I mean, I feel not a standout, but cool. I could see it being a no download for you, at least. I could see why it's a no download.
Yeah. Two. We got Last Days. It was good.
Ooh. So I liked it as a single, right? So like when it was just a single, like it was cool. I don't mind it being here in the album, and most people will kind of throw the single early in that project anyway. So it wasn't a skip, but because I already liked it, it's just like, all right, I like this. I know what this is already. It was kind of already downloaded. So
three.
Thy Emotion.
Die Motion, my bad. It was cool.
It wasn't a download for me either. That's the thing. I just want to put this caveat in right here.
Yeah.
So me as a Trippy fan, as a Trippy listener, especially with these projects, because I feel like he has a certain like production kind of like tone and feel with the A Love Letter to You projects. Mm-hmm. A lot of songs aren't skips because you can just play the album and it's the vibe is there, but like you said, it's not a download, so this wasn't a download for me either. But I feel like a decent amount of Trippy songs in these tapes aren't skips but aren't downloads.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Yeah,
some of these ones, some of the more like rock element ones are going to be more so of a skip for me
though. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Roger. I'm not.
Where are you at though? How You Alive, number 4. Yeah. That piano buildup was crazy.
It was. I wanna like it more than I do. Like I wanna like it enough to download it, but I don't.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I got written down. I fuck with it. Not a download, but a vibe. He was like kind of in this Cuddy bag. I thought James Blake was coming in at first a little bit. So like it created this element, you know what I'm saying? It created this like feel, and then it just didn't give me all the way. And it's like, damn.
Hey, you always looking for James Blake to come in somewhere, especially.
Bro, it don't sound like it was him though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can see it.
You can hear the nigga in the background slowly, like kind of coming in, but not all the way. So I'm like, is that James?
No, that's Trippy on the background vocals.
No, that was all right though.
yeah, so it wasn't a download for me. So I downloaded the first two, didn't download these two. I actually said good songs that fit what Trippy typically does, like in these projects. I feel like the first song or two are relatively upbeat, and then he typically like slows it down for two or three tracks. So this was expected. They just didn't turn out to be downloads for me. But yeah, he got in his bag with Thinking About You. That was it was a download for me. Very
Thinking About You, one of the ones. It was easy. It's a good song, it's good Trippy. And that's the thing about Trippy, like I think that's why I'm skip, download. This one, nope, not.
Yeah.
Cause it's like if you like Trippy, you know what he's gonna give you. So it's like some of these is just gonna be more so selective in like what you like from Trippie.
Yeah, no, absolutely agree. I feel like in the same way you was describing him in terms of like somebody that you like consistently listen to. Like I wouldn't call, I know people who Trippie is one of their favorites. He's not a favorite for me, but I'ma listen to a Trippie project. Like I'ma listen to Trippie whenever I hear Trippie or know that he dropped. Praying for Love, I think that's track six.
Six.
Yeah. How you feel about that?
It's the same kind of vibe to track five. Yeah. But like I liked it. It's not a skip. Depending on the type of mood that I'm in, it could be a download.
That's fair.
But it's more so like that's one of the ones where you might be going through something. So that's like one of the ones you gotta have in the playlist.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That might not be one of the ones you wanna listen to all the time though.
Yeah, nah, it's not. It's not necessarily the most uplifting.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm like. I can see myself going through a time and having that bitch downloaded, but then having that bitch removed, but still saved. You get what I'm saying?
Nah, facts for sure. I thought he was about to hit a pocket with the album after five and six. I thought he was about to kind of get deeper into his bag for like a 5-6 track run. Absolutely not.
But he didn't.
That's not what happened.
I say Reality was a skit. That shit is ass. It's bad.
I couldn't get it. And the thing is, like I said, like, but the thing is about even when you don't fuck with Trippie songs, it don't necessarily make you question Trippie. And yeah. I think that because he can have songs where it's like, yeah, this just wasn't.
It's similar to Uzi fans. Like, well, Uzi fans and Trippie fans. Sometimes you gotta let them niggas explore. Cardi fans too, like y'all let them niggas explore. They're gonna eventually get to the point where even Yachty too, you can throw him in there too. They gotta explore. They gotta do weird shit, play with their voice, make trash ass songs that you necessarily wouldn't like, but you like the rest of the album. But it's like, nigga, we wouldn't have got the rest of the album if you wouldn't have did that bullshit. That's how he got that sound, and that's why this song is so cold. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel the same way about A Feeling. I feel like that two song stretch kind of threw me off. Like I said, I thought he was about to hit a pocket, and I don't think that A Feeling is a bad song. And I wouldn't say that's as much of a skip as Reality felt like, but them two songs back to back following Thinking About You and Praying for Love, just they were skips for me in that sense, or more so not downloads. I should say that they weren't songs that I was like, oh, I got to have this in the library.
Yeah. Reality was a skip. Eight. That was a no download, but I liked eight. Like it wasn't as strong as five and six for sure. It wasn't the strongest Thing About You or Praying for Love, but it wasn't as weak as seven.
I agree. Agreed for sure.
Romantic Fantasy, number nine.
Hey, I fuck with Croon and Trippie.
That nigga back. Like it's like but it's like that stretch. You're like, damn, lost me. All right, we might be then we back.
Hey, so this what I will say. So he surprised me with this little run that he did starting with Romantic Fantasy. So because of how Romantic Fantasy sounds, I didn't expect I'm Mad at Me next. Like I was a bit confused when the beat dropped. I'm like, oh, this is up tempo. But I also like Croon and Trippie, and I really fuck with rapping Trippie. Like Trippie can rap. I don't know if this has been a conversation amongst niggas, but like Trippie can spit.
And I used to make that a point, you know, at the end of every love letter to you. It used to be like the I rap like, I think that he used
something like that.
He used to throw the one song in there where he just rap his ass off for the whole song and just get niggas bars. So this was cool. Wayne carried this track.
He did.
Hook was very nice, Trippie. I didn't necessarily need your verse on this one. Not gonna lie.
Wayne Carey, like you said, but it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool. It works. Ain't nobody tripping off the verse on this. You got the feature. That's all. That's all that mattered. I was really impressed by Closed Doors. The sample really impressed me.
I did not like Closed Doors. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Closed Doors got me, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. The sample got me.
I respect it. I like the beat. I didn't like the song.
Like, so, did Roddy have a verse or was I tripping?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was just weird.
it was weird in that sense because I was looking for Roddy to come in and I felt like maybe I heard him kind of going back and forth on the hook, but I was like looking for a Roddy verse. Like I was kind of excited to hear Roddy on that beat, but didn't get that. I still think the song is
Might have took the verse off.
You said what?
Might have took the verse off.
Maybe. I do think the sample and the beat carries it. Like it makes it enjoyable enough to listen to, even if like, cause I don't think Trippie's like rapping. I was vibing with the song because of the beat. So I don't feel like Trippie said something that stood out to me. Like, oh, like Trippie spitting. It was like, no, this song is just a vibe. I just call myself like singing the sample along with the song type of deal.
I feel you. Yeah. See, that's how I felt about 12 Action. I feel like Action was a vibe.
It
like,
was.
I like that song. I'm like, that was a vibe. I like that. That was. It could be a download. It could not be a download. It's a good song.
I downloaded that. That four song stretch was a download for me. I thought that was a good pocket of the album. Yeah, that Left 4 Dead shit, that was a skip for me. That Rock Trippy, I couldn't.
I fuck with the Rock vibes. I ain't gonna lie. That was one of them Rock vibes. So sometimes I can lean into the Trippy Rock vibes. Sometimes he loses me when he's too far left. But this was one of the ones where it's like, it's right in the middle. Like, it's straight. It wasn't a download, but it's one of the ones I let play in the sequence of the album.
That's fair. I had to go ahead and skip it. I can't. I feel like when he throw Rock into the mix of rapping and crooning Trippy, it throw me off because it don't fit. Because he's three different people when he does those things. So it's like it be feeling off to me in a way. But it's Trippy.
Lil Wayne. That's all he's trying to do. He's just trying to be Lil Wayne.
We'll come back to that in a little bit. Sure. How'd you feel about Wind?
I like Wind. Leroy Carey. Heavy.
So
heavy. Should have been his song, carried. To be honest. Should have been on his album.
So he definitely carried. I liked Wind the more the song played. Like the more it went on, the more I liked it. But I don't know if it's a song that I would go revisit willingly. Like would I probably let it play in the midst of the album? Yeah. But I don't know.
It's just that Keep It Together come in so crazy.
Dude.
So that's why I'm like, shit. I'll let it play. I'm not skipping it if it come on.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. I don't know if I necessarily download it.
Yeah. So I didn't download it like the first listen, but like if I wanted to go back and listen to the full tape, like just for the vibe or just for a set time or something. I could see myself. I could see it potentially like, I heard it two or three times. All right. I like it enough to download it. Like it might grow on me in that sense. Cause I don't dislike the song. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Helicopter.
It was cool. It was good for me though.
I feel like Trippy carried it and made it better. Cause I like the beat. Like I like the sound of the song. I do not like the beginning. I tried to rock with bro. I couldn't.
That's why I'm like, it's a cool vibe. Like it's cool.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah. So because of Trippy kind of carrying through the verses, that's what made me download.
That made you fuck with it. Yeah,
but it wasn't gonna be a download because I'm like, bro, I can't get with bro at the beginning. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I couldn't do it. Hey man, listen. Took my breath away. So tell me if I'm tripping. First off, download for me. I fuck with the song. I personally feel like it's one of them ones from this project. Were you not getting Tupac vibes from this? Like how it sounded. Solely how it sounded. Like not saying he trying to be Pac, but like the sound of it. Were you not getting those vibes?
Nah, bro. And I was looking at myself like with how calm and still I was when you was getting excited about what you saying. And I'm like, damn, it's gonna look so funny when people watch this. Cause this was a skip for me.
That's tough, bro. So I like rapping Trippy. So I felt like, you know, it was not his best rapping on the album, but solid rapping. But the song, like the, I don't know what it was. Like literally what I have written down is it feels like How Do You Want It meets Me Against the World meets I Get Around. Like it's some sound.
That's one of his favorites. So I could definitely see that. This
wasn't still strong in there.
I'm like, the sound, you know how I listen to music, bro. First 15 seconds, it wasn't one of the ones that hit me. So I don't even know how much happened throughout the song. That's why I'm like, yeah, no, this song was just a skip for me. Like as soon as I heard it for sure. So that's why I'm like, nah, bro.
I know. I feel that. You do be doing that. I'll be catching myself doing that, but I try to listen to a song all the way through, especially on first listen, just in case like there's something different in the song that turn it up.
So with that, I'll skip later through the song, but if it don't catch me within that, it's like, yeah, nah, bro. So for this one, it was one of those. Like I skipped later on the song. I heard like some rapping, but I'm like, oh, he on this rappity rap shit. And Trippy can rap. Cool, no problem. I just don't look for Trippy rap necessarily, but I know because you're more of a rap fan, you're going to get what you can, you know, as far as, so it's like, yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, because I like seeing the versatility. So when he does show it, I'm like, I can rock with that. Because he already got the crooning, melodic shit in the bag. But it was a download for me. The Pac influence felt strong, and I think that's what made it stand out more, to the point where like I liked it enough to download it. Solid track in general though. Nothing like, still one of them ones for me, but I definitely, knowing you as a listener, I get it. Flowers.
That was a download.
It was a download. Bryson carried though, right?
Bryson carried.
Okay.
Like, and it fit Bryson so well. Like it'd be like, I love when Bryson get features that's his realm.
Definitely a download. Bryson stole the show. But solid track nonetheless. How did you feel about the hate?
It's cool. This is Drake track.
Yes, I solely downloaded it because he's talking his shit. I don't think it's a, like, it wasn't, when I'm listening to it, I'm like, I don't need this, but I respect that this is your, like you said, your record where you're getting your shit off. So cool. Like I support it in a sense. But if somebody was to skip it or to more so not download it, that would be understandable too.
Yeah, if you like Drake, you like it, honestly. Like, it's just this is one of them.
Yeah. Rounding out the album, Trip McKnight. I didn't really like it.
I feel like he always ends his album on wherever he's going with the next project.
That makes sense.
So with this ending in more of a trippier form with the McKnight and having the dark demon sounds and all that, concert, this gonna go crazy.
So I was a bit confuddled because when I saw Trip McKnight, I thought we were getting R&B.
Brian McKnight,
I thought we were getting crooning trippy. I was excited for this. So I was a bit surprised when it was a bit more up-tempo. I was just like, well, sheesh. But okay. Like it's cool. Like it's not bad music if you're a trippy fan. It's just a matter of whether it catch your ear or not. Like whether that's something you want to jam or not, basically. But
yeah, no, it wasn't a download for me. Honestly, depending on my mood, I'd probably skip it, to be honest. Like if I'm not really in an up-tempo mood. But I also could let this bitch play too. So I felt like it was a good closing, to be honest. Like, cause I'm like, the album been like sad, emotional. He been on some rapping shit. He got into his braggadocious bag. And then now we ready to turn up.
Yeah.
Like, as being the last song. So it's like a love letter to you. Like, should I say everything I had to say? Now, like, all I can do is go through the path of recovery. The fuck?
Yeah, sound about right. Give me your five. Well, you may not have five. I don't know how many standouts you have, but give me your standouts from the project.
So, Flowers would be one of my ones for show. Thinking about you. Romantic Fantasy. What's that? Three? Four?
Three.
All right, cool. Wind for Michael Action 5.
Thinking about you, closed doors, took my breath away, I'm mad at me, and romantic fantasy.
Not mad at it. It's a solid 10.
I
This is a
what
lot of fucking songs.
you mean?
No, just thinking about like, I think I had 19 tracks.
Yeah, and kept it under an hour. But Trippie makes a lot of short songs too, though.
That's true.
Yeah. 19 tracks, man. You probably fell at around like 8 or 9. I have 12.
Like actually downloaded? Let's
Yeah.
see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 8 actually downloaded. 9, 10, 11. Like on there though.
Got you. Okay. I have 12. But I download and save all the same. So,
Yeah, but that makes sense.
yeah. So, bro, I give the project an 8 out of 10.
I'm not mad at that.
Like, I thought 7.5, but I'm like, no, I don't dislike the album. And the songs I don't download aren't skips as much as they like just songs I may not run back to, but that's kind of,
So,
yeah.
yeah, I can agree with that. The songs that I don't like, I just don't like.
Right.
Like, it's not that they don't fit the album. It's not
Right.
they don't fit the theme. It's not that they don't fit Trippy or anything like that. I'm just not a fan of those type of songs or those that style from Trippy.
Yeah.
Because I know what to expect from Trippy.
Yeah.
So yeah, like 8. I would agree with you for sure at the 7.5, but 8 is cool. Like I'm not mad at it. Trippie Redd got our highest rated album right now.
Did we give? No, we didn't end up because what did you want to be an 8, but we end up settling on 7.5?
Was that Roy
Roy
shit?
shit. I think it was Roy shit.
Well, Trippie's a better artist than Roy. Sorry. But I
Fair. We put somebody on the pod, put somebody on to Roy Woods yesterday.
what?
Situation I was telling you about mentioned Roy Woods,
Yeah.
went ahead, they let us know that. No, they rock with them. So,
Shout out to her, man. Shout out to her.
But yeah, man, that's our album review on
Yeah,
our
because
Trippie.
would Trippie necessarily be a big artist? Because we got to do the other girl. Or would this not be his big project? Because it's the.
It's tough because if we only are going off of who we've done that for.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's
I would not
crazy.
put Trippie in that realm of just them two alone.
Nah, for sure.
I think that Trippie's big enough to get the letter grade. I just, I don't want to try to put him like he not Travis, you know what I'm saying? So
Nah, I get that. I get that. We gonna leave it alone.
yeah,
All right,